than during or after dictates greater success rates. The same is true with our own health. Focusing on risk factors to prevent injury and disease improves the odds in beating many illnesses, such as COVID-19. Unfortunately, data reveals we should be doing a better job in safeguarding ourselves against a COVID-19 diagnosis. This means not only reflecting upon, but taking initiative in doing something about the uncomfortable realization that many are doing little or nothing in managing and improving their existing state of health. Ector County is a prime example when comparing its citizens' health to those in other Texas counties. The collaborative 2020 County Health Rankings Report from the University of Wisconsin and Robert Wood Johnson Foundation ranked Ector 164 in health outcomes, which weighs rates of premature death, poor fair health, poor physical and mental health, and low birth weight, 153 in health factors, which identifies several modifiable risk factors impacting overall health, out of 244 counties. While these ranks aren't the worst, they certainly aren't among the best either, leaving much needed room for improvement and further demonstrating action is required now rather than later. Type 2 diabetes, severe obesity, and serious heart disease are among the conditions known to have higher mortality rates associated with COVID-19 related complications, including death. While the importance on wearing masks, social distancing, and practicing meticulous hand hygiene has been stressed over and over again, we need to place just as much emphasis on health prevention and preparation against COVID-19 if and when people are infected with it. We're no longer at the point of contemplation on when a good time will be to start taking care of ourselves. If you aren't actively doing something right now, as you read this column, you're already behind and putting yourself in danger. The time is now to physically act upon doing something about your personal well-being. The following are things you literally need to start immediately to protect yourself and improve your odds of survivability against COVID-19. Stop tobacco in every shape, form, or fashion. Whether you smoke, chew, dip, or vape, put it away and refrain from using it ever again. Exercise and increase physical activity, even if you need to start slow. This will improve every facet of your physical, mental, and immune health, all of which are dependent on the other to fight disease and illness. Staying indoors does not mean being sedentary. Work with your healthcare provider to develop an exercise program that includes cardio and strength training activities and at a rate, frequency you can build upon. Whatever you do, stay active and quit sitting on the couch. Quit eating refined foods, focus on whole foods, and quit overeating. This means tossing the junk food and ditching the dependence of fast food chains as the primary source of meals. Instead, replace them with home-cooked meals using unadulterated ingredients such as fresh vegetables, fruits, lean proteins, nuts, seeds, beans, and legumes. Avoid overconsumption of alcohol. Limit to one drink a day for women and two for men. If you have a hard time doing this, stop drinking altogether. Stay hydrated, drinking plenty of water and avoiding sweetened beverages. Sodas, sweet tea, and sports drinks should not be the primary method to hydrate. Special Forces operators have a saying, which is, "Make yourself hard to kill." Make yourself just that by no longer thinking or talking about the efforts you need to make, but actually doing them, starting now. COVID-19 is not going to wait on you. Mary Mary Mojo. Above, Permian High dance instructor Tammy Lockler leads students in choreography practice for the Black Magic Christmas show earlier this month. Students will be performing the show at a distance from one another to abide by COVID-19 guidelines, and the venue, Crossroads Fellowship Church, will seat around 400 people. The show will be on December 10th and 11th, starting at 7:30 p.m. each night. Below, Lockler left, speaks with head choir director Ken Seeloff during practice for the Black Magic Christmas show. Black Magic, still set for Christmas show, by Ruth Campbell, R-C-A-M-P-B-E-L-L at OAOA.com. Despite COVID-19, the Black Magic Christmas show is still planned for December 10th and 11th, but it will look a little different. Tickets, which went on sale November 2nd, were $12 for reserved seating and $7 for student reserved seating, head choir director Ken Seeloff said. The show will be at Crossroads Fellowship Church at 7:30 p.m. each night. The venue can accommodate close to 400 people. The ticket sales were online, and the system created a buffer between people and groups. It's just kind of a cool system, Seeloff said. It automatically gives you the buffer, which is really neat. The show will include singing and dancing with masks, but the students will be a little more spaced out than usual. But we're still really excited to be making music together and have the opportunity to present something on stage for an audience in a safe way, Seeloff said. Callan Gruel, a 17-year-old senior, is in her second year as part of Black Magic. I'm really excited about it, Gruel said of the show, and I'm glad that we get to have the opportunity to have a show and just all of the fun things that come with it. The restrictions aren't great, but at least we get to have a show through the restrictions. Gruel said being in the group is a great opportunity. It allows me to do a talent that I enjoy very much, and Black Magic is kind of my outlet, she said. This year is special because last year she didn't get to have a solo. And hopefully this year I'll get to have a solo, and it's my last one, and we have a great group of people to get to perform with, Gruel said. She added that the show will feature upbeat music and include a few ballads plus upbeat dancing. Just a good time to get our minds off of what's going on in the world. 16-year-old junior Hayden Abbott said he has been in Black Magic for 2 years as well. It's definitely going to be weird because of COVID and stuff, Abbott said, but he's glad they can have a show. He added that he enjoys the family feeling that Black Magic provides. Abbott said he and his group mates are with each other all the time, so they can trust each other with everything. He said he probably wouldn't have known the people in the group without making it in. Abbott added that he has always enjoyed singing and dancing is fun. I'm pretty uncoordinated, he joked. Band member Sam Weeks, a 16-year-old junior keyboard player, is also in his second year in Black Magic. He's very much looking forward to the show. I'm crazy excited, Weeks said. I think it's so phenomenal how we're still able to safely meet and still create our magic and our art together while still being distant and while still having common sense, given the pandemic. I'm very excited for the product, he added. I think a lot of people are going to be excited to be able to see it. I think it's going to be able to bring a lot of joy to people's lives this Christmas. Like the other Black Magic members, Weeks loves being part of the group. I've enjoyed being able to come in every single day for a few years now and just make magic with my friends. I think Black Magic is an awesome thing because it does feel like we create magic every time we're in this room and we get to feed off of each other's energy and bring whatever we're feeling that day to the table and just do it all together and do the thing we love to do most, play music. Black Magic, TINYURL.COM/Y634ZMOB. Master Gardeners, Fallen Leaves Are a Great Composting Material by Debbie Rowland, Master Gardener. If you're finding yourself with lots of fallen leaves, leaf compost, also known as leaf mold, may be your answer. It is a rich, earthy, organic matter that can be used as or added to soil. When added to soil, it can provide nutrients to garden soil and help to loosen compacted earth. You can compost leaves in a bin or just in a pile. I use the empty concrete space between our shop and the garage. I use the blower to pile the leaves in the space, which also gets runoff from each roof. It is a warmer area because of the metal walls on each side, but still receives air circulation. If you have a mower with a catcher on it, you can run over the leaves in your yard or garden and simply dump the catcher into your garden or flower beds. Continue adding organic matter during the winter, very small mulch or kitchen scraps, and the beds will be ready for turning in the spring. For fast composting of leaves, start with about an 8-inch layer. Add an inch of soil and another inch of a green nitrogen source, such as grass clippings, along with 1 cup of nitrogen fertilizer, such as 2100. Keep moist and turn weekly. Finally, if you have large black contractor's bags, fill them full of leaves, piling as many as you can into a bag. Add water to moisten the leaves and tie off the top of the bag. Set the bag in the sun and leave until spring. When you open the bag, add the contents to your beds. It's magic for your garden and so easy. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. Texas Master Gardeners, we are an educational service organization of volunteers trained by Texas A&M AgriLife Extension Service. Visit westtexasgardening.org. Professional Applicators Conference. If you hold a professional applicator's license from TDA, you are required to obtain 15 hours of continuing education units, CEUs, every 5 years to renew, recertify your license. We will be holding a conference on December 8th at the Ector County Coliseum, Barn A. Please call the office for the registration link. You can call us at 686-4700. The agenda is listed below. 7:30 a.m. to 8 a.m. registration and packet pickup. 8 a.m. to 8:50 a.m. minimizing pesticides with EarthKind practices. 9 a.m. to 9:50 a.m. minimizing pesticide drift. 9:50 a.m. to 10:10 a.m. break. 10:10 a.m. to 11 a.m. pests in structures. 11 a.m. to 11:50 a.m. termites in structures. Noon to 1 p.m. lunch, laws and regs. 1 p.m. to 1:50 p.m. becoming a better insect identifier. 1:50 p.m. to 2 p.m. evaluation and wrap up. 2:15 p.m. certificate pickup, conference adjourns. For more information, call the AgriLife office at 498-4071 in Odessa or at 686-4700 in Midland, or visit aggie-horticulture.tamu.edu or westtexasgardening.org. You can email Jeanette at Jeanette, J-E-A-N-E-T-T-E, .Castagnon, C-A-S-T-A-N-O-N, at ag.tamu.edu with questions. Gardening, Jeanette Castagnon. Castagnon is a horticulturist with Texas AgriLife Extension Service. She can be reached at 686-4700 or by email at jeanette.castagnon@ag.tamu.edu. Betrothed, opening soon at the Ella Noel Art Museum. OA News at OAOA.com. Exhibition Betrothed, 250 Years of Wedding Fashion from the Stephen Porterfield Collection is opening soon at the Ella Noel Art Museum. The Ella Noel Art Museum is having an opening reception to ring in their newest exhibition on December 3rd. From 6 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. is an exclusive viewing for connoisseur members, and 7:30 to 9 p.m. is for the general public viewing for free. Face masks will be required, and limited entry will be allowed to allow for proper social distancing. At the opening reception, guests will be able to view the exhibition, enjoy music from David McIntyre and Jean Gomez, and meet guest curator and historian Stephen Porterfield.
Hello, this is April reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Saturday, November 28, 2020. There is no other place like Texas for its diverse culture. Tumbleweed Smith. Texas is right in the middle of the southern border of the United States, with a lengthy coastline along the Gulf of Mexico. The state is 850 miles wide and nearly that tall. Separated from Mexico by the Rio Grande, the Texas-Mexico border is the longest international border of any state in the U.S. West Texas has desert, cactus, mountains, canyons, and a sky beyond measure. The only two national parks in Texas, Big Bend and Guadalupe Mountains, welcome visitors who love to see the fall color at Guadalupe Mountains' McKittrick Canyon and hike the mountain trails at Big Bend. Ranching is a major West Texas enterprise, and cowboys do things the way they've been doing them for centuries, with a few exceptions, like the helicopter for herding cattle. Oil is king out west. The Permian Basin is one of the richest sources of oil and natural gas in the world. Some say the Panhandle is flat, but it houses the Paladura Canyon, the second deepest in the country, right behind the Grand Canyon. It's 100 miles long and nearly 1,000 feet deep. The hill country is in the center of the state and is full of hills and valleys, rivers and creeks, a favorite place to view wildflowers in the spring and experience a variety of cultures. You'll find Germans, Wends, Czechs, and Poles, singing societies and brass bands, and see stone houses and barns and solid rock fences. You can stop at a wayside tavern or an old general store. Moving eastward, lush green forests cover 43 counties, nearly 11 million acres. East Texas pines and hardwoods produce 500 cubic feet of timber each year. The forests are renewable, and every year Texans plant more trees than are harvested. East Texas is also a land of lakes, some you can barely see across, others full of shadowy inlets, where boaters could get lost without a local guide. The first oil in Texas was drilled near Beaumont. NASA, in Clear Lake, is the home of mission control for moon and shuttle missions. South Texas begins at San Antonio, home to the state's most familiar landmark, the Alamo, and the Texas city most visited by tourists. Its Riverwalk has restaurants, shops, and live entertainment. Palm trees and citrus are the major features of the Rio Grande Valley. The tropical climate, year-round flowering plants, wide boulevards, and interesting canals bring residents of northern states to spend winters there. Nearby, South Padre is an ever-growing destination for fishing, boating, beachcombing, and relaxing. There's just no other place like Texas. I'm glad I live here.
Hi, this is Jack. I'm reading the Midland Reporter Telegram for Sunday, November 29th, 2020. Neiman Marcus Christmas book is filled with fantasy gifts. By Maria Hawkeyes, Dallas Morning News. Did you think a pandemic and a bankruptcy reorganization would put Neiman Marcus out of fantasy gift business? Not a chance. The Dallas-based luxury retailer is back at it this year, fulfilling its 94-year tradition of creating over-the-top gifts for the holiday. The book has plenty of bling, but this year it's adapting to the times with lots of clothing and items for hanging out at home and ideas for luxury travel minus crowds. Fantasy trips in the 2020 Christmas book are as remote as it gets, Perini Ranch in Buffalo Gap and the Sheldon Chalet in Alaska. There's no car this year, but there is a luxury off-grid travel option. The Ballas Endless Highway RV costs $255,000 and has an electrical system that can go from Los Angeles to New York City and back on a single charge. Everyone is going to have a different holiday this year, said Neiman Marcus CEO Jeffrey Van Raemdonk. The book addresses the reality that its people are spending more time at home. A couple of this year's fantasy gifts keep on giving, such as a case of wine a month for a year after a stay at the Montage Healdsburg Vineyard in Northern California. That comes at a total price of $215,000. A $185,000 trip to the Perini Ranch includes a year's supply of beef from a Black Angus steer. Or you can opt for just a taste of that fantasy gift with an option of a $215 tenderloin and a $35 cookbook from the ranch. The steer is a nod back to the origins of Neiman Marcus fantasy gifts. Stanley Marcus and his brothers put one in the 1959 catalog. A year of pampering at home and at Canyon Ranch costs $345,000. A game room designed by Jonathan Adler is $145,000. There's one fantasy gift that's only available to InCircle customers. It's a fully installed custom library curated by publisher Esseline in the theme of travel from home that costs $295,000. The book also said that free shipping will be faster for InCircle customers. More than 40% of the luxury chain's revenue comes from its InCircle loyalty program customers, who annually spend 14 times more than non-members. Many of the fantasy gifts come with $10,000 donations to the Boys and Girls Clubs of America. The 2020 Christmas book is 148 pages, smaller than last year's 300-page catalog, but Neiman Marcus said it increased circulation by 100,000 copies to 750,000 this year to reach more customers. Statement jewelry pieces are included from several designers such as David Yurman, Anita Coe, Nikos Kolas, Elizabeth Locke, and Roberto Coyne. A limited to 50 edition Chanel diamond watch costs $14,300. There are casual jackets and hiking boots in the book, but there's also a $48,500 Russian sable coat by Gosky. Casual clothing and loungewear are more prominent than evening gowns and tuxedos this year. This Neiman Marcus Christmas book features a wide range of price points, from $135 bedhead holiday pajamas to $3,495 keton sweatpants. There's not a specific his and hers gift this year, but there's merchandise to pair. Recycled cashmere is a thing, and a collection made exclusively for Neiman Marcus by TSE includes a $450 pullover for her and a $395 version for him. Men's sneakers are still a big item. Featured pairs start at $560 from Alexander McQueen, Balmain, and Balenciaga. Dallas-based Kate Weiser's chocolate Carl the Snowman that turns into hot chocolate is back. Food and drink serving pieces include steak knives and various martini glasses and shaker sets. While the $50,000 Dolce & Gabbana refrigerator is still available on NeimanMarcus.com, the retailer's catalog this year features a pasta and apron gift set from the Italian brand in a brightly colored tin for $180. The catalog makes suggestions for a stay-at-home holiday, offering ways to hold a video chat and unwrap gifts by revealing a photo or link followed by the gift sent directly to the recipient. The catalog also includes the official rules for a white elephant gift exchange. Neiman Marcus exited Chapter 11 bankruptcy in September as a smaller company after closing several stores, but it also shed $4 billion in debt. Its customers continue to buy luxury, but have shifted to categories that are less about going out and more about the quality of time spent at home or somewhere else. The gifts are designed to make that time memorable.
Thank you for joining us for this week's reading of the Midland Reporter Telegram and the Odessa American Sunday Lifestyle sections. This is the Recording Library of West Texas, enriching the lives of individuals with physical, visual, and learning disabilities since 1963. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand with your computer or favorite mobile device at recordinglibrary.org.
Next on Recording Library of West Texas Radio, Far West Texas News, followed by the Midland Reporter Telegram and Odessa American at 8. Saturday and Sunday mornings, enjoy a variety of religious publications and features. Saturdays at 7 a.m., it's Guidepost Magazine, followed at 8 a.m. with the week's Sunday school lessons. Those are repeated Sundays beginning at 4 a.m. Then Sunday mornings at 6, it's Catholic Today, and at 7, Christianity Today. On Recording Library of West Texas Radio, read by listening. This weekend, we kick off 4 weeks of Saturday night movies that are set in the Christmas season. We begin this Saturday with the romantic comedy, While You Were Sleeping.
I'm not working this weekend, Jerry.
Lucy!
Every day I go and I sit in a booth like a veal. I work every holiday. I go home to a cat.
For Lucy, loneliness was a way of life. But the moment she saw Peter, she became a believer in love at first sight.
He was perfect.
Then fate stepped in.
Oh! Mister, there's a train coming!
God, you smell good.
Now she's part of his life.
He's in a coma.
Oh, I was going to marry him.
Who's she?
She's his fiance.
No.
Peter's engaged.
She saved his life.
That's right. You haven't met Jack yet.
Can I say, Peter, I was never envious of anything that you had until now.
You have to tell me what to do. I like Jack.
Pull the plug.
You're sick.
I'm sick. You're cheating on a vegetable.
Caravan Pictures presents Sandra Bullock.
These are your husband's things.
Not my husband!
Your fiance.
Bill Pullman.
She drives you so crazy, you don't know whether to hug her or just arm wrestle her.
Peter Gallagher.
He's awake!
Your family's here, Peter.
In a film about love at second sight.
The audio described While You Were Sleeping, Saturday night at 7 on Recording Library of West Texas Radio.
Now, here's your forecast for the Midland-Odessa area. It's 24 and clear. Tonight, clear with a low in the mid-30s. Then, tomorrow, mostly cloudy with a high in the mid-40s. Tomorrow night, mostly cloudy with a low in the upper 30s. From the Recording Library of West Texas 24-Hour Weather Center, I'm Maria Lopez.
This is the Recording Library of West Texas. It's 7 a.m.
Welcome to this week's edition of Far West Texas. Readings from the Big Bend Sentinel, the Monahans News, and the Fort Stockton Pioneer, read by volunteers and staff. You can hear this program on Recording Library of West Texas Radio and on demand at recordinglibrary.org.
This is Melanie, and I'm reading the Big Bend Sentinel on December 3rd. Crime and Punishment and Zoom Logins. Local judge prepares for the first virtual trial in West Texas by Stephen Paulson, Tri-County. Judge Roy Ferguson is sitting in his courtroom in the Jeff Davis County Courthouse, or so it would seem. Then the judge adjusts the background on his Zoom call, summoning first a promotional image for the hit Netflix series Tiger King, then stock video of a tropical beach. As waves lap behind him, Ferguson, who judges for five counties in West Texas, including the Tri-County, explains that he's actually in his courthouse office in Alpine, but there's